a very serious concern to us all. 10 years ago, rural Mid Wales suffered the devastation of foot and mouth disease. It was very serious. The British government gave £2 million to Powys County Council to distribute in hardship rate relief because of the devastation it had, the lack of tourists, the closure of footpaths and everything else. The Welsh Assembly government topped that up with a further grant of £740,000 because they recognised the devastation caused to this area by the sudden ending of tourism for months on end. People come to Mid Wales at the moment because it is different. They come here not to see pylons, not to see power hubs. They come here for the peace and gentleness of the area. They come here to wind their mouth. That is what it takes. And we have to answer, we will have to answer to people in the future when they say, this is allowed to go without any word from us. What did you do when Tanaid was up for discussion? And I think it is important that as a council, Powys County Council makes its stance very clear. Every time I've been to County Hall, I drive through Garthmill, and there is a sign on the side of the road that says there, hubs and pylons, who is to blame? Welsh Assembly Government and Powys County Council. Well, I thought, I'm not to blame, and that is one of the reasons why I've brought this motion in front of the County Council today. Because I think it is very important that Powys County Council states clearly and unequivocally where we stand. We need to be saying to the Assembly, Tanaid, as I say, is 6 years old, it needs to be reviewed. That is what I'm hoping will be the outcome of today, and that is what my motion seeks to do. When you look through Tanaid, somewhere along the line in there it says, local planning authorities should be aware that other developments could sterilise land for wind farm proposals, and bear this in mind during policy formulation and decision making. That land belongs to people. It is up to them to submit a planning application, to do what is best for their business, not to be told that land would be sterilised if we allowed you to do what you wanted. That is totally unacceptable. Further, during the Tanaid, when talking about hydropower, it says there should be cost-effective access to the electricity network. Nowhere does it say that about wind farms. If it has to be cost-effective for hydroelectric, I would suggest it has to be cost-effective for wind turbines and wind farms. I come back to this recurring point about the cost-benefit analysis of wind farms. They also say in there that onshore wind farms, biomass, etc., are already commercially competitive with the support of the renewable obligation. I'm not sure how much more we can afford these affordable things with the level of subsidy that we're asking to put into them. It also says, in the longer term, the Severn Barrage, with its tremendous renewable energy potential, could also be of significant interest. I believe that went by the wayside. But it makes no account of the fact that the present UK government has suggested that Wylfa on Anglesey be the site, or possible site, of a new nuclear power station. That will overwhelm and completely change the space of carbon neutral generation in Wales. And that station would work 24/7, whether the wind blows or not. Another important point. It should be noted, I quote from Tan 6, it should be noted, however, that laying high voltage cables underground is usually 6 to 20 times more expensive than pole mounted systems and would be unlikely to be justified for only limited lengths. And another point, there is currently very restricted capacity for